special guest in the studio today. Naomi, how you doing?
Naomi Therese here.
In the building.
By popular demand. Just kidding.
We are going to, what are we going to get into? What would you call this? The Hollywood gossip?
I don't know.
The celebrity
it's
news?
It's the town's tea. Let's see what's going on here. Richest rapper alive is insane, you guys.
We kind of already knew.
We knew.
But like now we really know. Like now we know like.
They took his paperwork. Like they went to H&R Block and said, "Give me the W-2s, the 1099s. I want to see all." Jay-Z is the richest rapper alive. $2.5 billion. Let me hold a dollar, Jay-Z. Hold out of control.
I mean, and isn't that worth doubled over the last few years? Do you think that that might have something to do with his NFL partnership?
He's got multiple streams of income. Mm-hmm. He's a very smart man. He's got the Duce for $200 million. The title. I don't know if you guys remember.
That was
the streaming service. Way back in the day.
And it's still rocking.
It is. His music catalog, $75 million, and he has a $70 million stake in Uber. And
really?
He's got Rock Nation and artists that he's signing. Like, Jay-Z, what's going on? Like, I can't get a, you know.
$2.5 billion.
You never spend that in your life. And your kids will never spend that in their life. And their kids' kids. Like, what do you do with all that money? You know what I mean?
I don't even know, man. You have a lot of fun.
Take a guess.
All the time. But congrats to Jay, though, because the hard work paid off. And, you know, even though Bay is still getting $24 million to perform, you know, they still holding it down.
How is she not a billionaire?
I'm sure her net worth is pretty up there, too. I mean, I don't know if anyone's pulling her receipts, but do we need to?
No, Beyonce's been making music since she was, like, what, 15?
And all of her endorsements. Like, she's good.
Yeah.
She's good.
They got a little, you know.
They got a little nest
savings. They'll be all right. Congratulations, Jay-Z. Show us how to do it. You know what I mean? Start a mentor program. We'd love that. He should, actually.
That would be actually really dope.
A free 99 mentor program, because he has the money where he doesn't need any more.
I'm pretty sure if we were to dig in, though, he gives back in plenty of ways.
I'm sure. He has to. He's got kids. People that have kids usually like to do other stuff for other people. They understand. Would make more sense. Angela White. You don't know who Angela White is?
Black China. Most everybody knows her. But this is kind of, I think this is like a really huge turning point for her.
No, it is. It is. This is very good. So she's not getting rid of the name. Okay. She did say she just wants to keep it separated, because whenever people would approach her and Black China, she felt like she had to like stay and live in that persona. So she left herself, and just, she was super like over sexualized and all that stuff.
Right.
And she's a mom and she's getting old and she doesn't want to do that anymore. So she quit.
Everybody just
fans.
You know, per se is growing up.
Yeah, you have to. Like, how many bikini shots are you going to take? You know what I mean? Like, how many nudes are you going to keep posting?
Right, before it's like...
She has a son. Like, if I saw my mom on the internet, you know what I mean, with stuff like that, I'd be like, Mom, I understand, like, this is putting groceries on the table, but my friends are seeing
But then
this.
It also comes to, like, ridicule from their friends and classmates.
Yeah, your friends are going to get bullied and stuff like that. So she did quit her OnlyFans completely.
But I think it's also great because, like, she's really taking control back for herself. Mm-hmm. She's removed like all of her face fillers and, you know, some of the stuff that was like unnecessary cosmetically done.
She got the BBL. She got it like taken down some.
Yeah.
She removed some of those tattoos that she's known for. She's more focused on her starting a new hairline. It's called like Hearts Pure. And she traveled to Asia to like, you know, find the best vendors. But I think a lot of times when people go to places like that to travel and they see, you know what I mean, the stuff that you have that you're making a big deal about in here, and then you go somewhere like Asia, like, and not the best parts or whatever, you're like, oh my God, like the stuff that I'm really tripping about is not...
It's not that big of a deal. No,
right.
Not at all.
Like, these people aren't thinking about lip injections.
No,
you know what
none.
I mean? No, not when they're...
Mm-mm. Not at all, but congrats to Black China for turning that page on the entrepreneurial spirit, too. I hope Hearts Pier does really good for her.
She's baptized May 11th. She is Angela White. I'm happy for her. She just did an interview. I saw some information today where she had a t-shirt on.
Okay.
Of Kim Kardashian.
All right.
And you know, her daughter's name is Dream. It said Dream's auntie. We love to see the love, because... If you don't, I mean, if you're aware with the history of her and the Kardashians, like, that's a very big step. She's got, like, a really great interview on Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee. And the good thing about that is Jason Lee and Blac Chyna were friends. So...
Okay.
He is able to kind of ask her those questions. You know what I mean? That a regular interviewer, it would be more uncomfortable if they did. So definitely check that out. That was good. But make sure you listen here before you check it out, because you heard about the interview here, so you know.
Yeah, you heard it here first from Naomi. All over the news recently, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Child.
I, you know, honestly, I think it took the streets a minute to catch up. on this one. Almost too long.
Okay, so you break it down, because that was the first thing when we came in. You were like, Tekashi 6ix9ine. So
I wasn't exactly like Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm not.
He's a fan, you guys. No, I'm just playing. We love him, but we don't love him.
Well, he was in Florida. I don't know if he's on vacation or whatever he's doing. He's in Florida, and he went to work out at an LA Fitness. I don't know if he's really working out. I don't know. Either way, he was in the bathroom.
Lace fronts. I don't think he works out. He wears wigs. Like,
I don't know. When I first saw the video, I was like, is that a girl or a
like, what's
dude?
Going on? Like, is that my wig? Like, what is that?
Yeah, man. Daniel Hernandez, a.k.a. Tekashi 6ix9ine, attacked in a bathroom in South Florida. I had no security with him. He was in a sauna room, apparently. And
everybody was, you know, this is coming from the whole snitches get stitches. You know what I'm saying? Not saying it's right, but that is the main reason why, you know what I mean? They pretty much went after him. I mean, he was getting heat on that online before. You know what I mean? Like, when he was in court, when he mm-hmm. got out, when no one could see him. So, and then he was kind of running around like, it is what it is. Like, I'm untouchable. You got touched.
Yeah, you got touched.
You got touched.
It's pretty hard.
Man. You got touched at the gym, trying to chill in the sauna. It's not good. It's not looking good.
And even afterwards, like, he got up and was trying to walk out, and people are trying to chase him down for photos.
You saw the photos of
videos where he's like, yo, I just got beat down. Why would I want to take a photo with you? And I think he even accused the guy that was had the phone. Like, you just beat me down, I think. I don't know. It was all kind of crazy. And then he walked off. Apparently, his team got him rushed to a hospital for gashes and swelling in the face, ribs, back, and his jaw.
And then later, someone took a picture of his driver's license and credit card and posted it on
social
media.
His American Express card.
Crazy.
And they posted that up on socials and said, run it up.
I almost filled up my gas tank when I saw that. I was about to run down
like,
the quick
what gas station in Madison going to take that?
Let me go and put some gas in this.
Yeah, but like you said, he's supposed to be due in courts for federal cooperation for, flipping that script.
It's crazy because, like, he has his persona, you know what I mean? And people just, like, I'm not saying people crack, but you crack when it's, I mean, you're in a situation like that, but you don't know what type of deal they're throwing to you at the table. So you and I go and do something we're not supposed to do legally, and they catch you, and they're like, listen, Fusion, if you tell me.
Well, you know how the cops are. They're like, we don't really want you.
Naomi already told me that you did it. You know what I mean? Yeah. They lie like that. And they're like, and if you disagree with this, we'll let you off. And I'll be in there like, really, Fusion?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Wild after that. Honey Boo Boo Child, Lord have mercy. I was looking at this yesterday.
So, before we go into what she did, who is Honey Boo Boo Child? Like, what's her thing?
So, Honey Boo Boo Child is Mama June's daughter. And
oh, snap. We're going back there, huh?
Remember the dance? I think it was Dance Moms or whatever. They were the people that used to. The main thing I remember them from is they made their spaghetti with ketchup.
No,
and I put it a stick of butter and ketchup and noodles. And that's how they made it. So, they were kind of famous and well known and, you know, built their celebrity status off of just being like different types of people.
Here comes Honey Boo Boo. She had her own reality
TV
show.
She had her own TV show. And then her mom and the husband had a spinoff and went to marriage boot camp. And then the mom got this new husband. They got, like, Hollywood just kind of got to him in the way.
Toddlers and Tiaras. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wild.
So Honey Boo Boo did some questionable behavior.
Yeah. Everybody was calling her ghetto and, you know, just in her acts and just the situations that she gets in. But she's more country. And I guess people that aren't familiar with that would classify that as ghetto if you're not familiar with something. If I'm not familiar with something, the best thing I do is shut my mouth. But that's just me. What do I know, right?
Right. That's, you know, like, take it in and maybe try.
You're like, this is different. Like, so they were calling her ghetto. And because she was tired of hearing that about her all the time, she decided to lose her mind and go on Instagram Live and make a video talking like this.
No.
Y'all want to say I'm ghetto so much? And then was patting her head like she had a weave in her hair. And child,
like,
those comments. It is. The comments ate her up. Like, so that is, you're associating ghetto to that impression. We just got to be very careful with the things that we say and do, people, because, you know, I could really get into it if I wanted to, but
I could really see how people are taking it the wrong way. Cultural appropriation
is
a major issue.
Yeah, I mean, she's perpetuating a negative stereotype that we're trying to surpass. Like,
right.
We got to work twice as hard, three times as hard as everyone else. And why are you patting your hair? Like, just itch it. Like, when we're patting our hair, it's because the hairstyles that black women have, whether it's a weave or a wig, we can't get through to it, so we have to pat our hair. So the impression that she was doing was already an indication that she was mimicking black people, but then the patting just sealed the deal. It's like, now we know 100% what you're doing.
You're 100%.
Right, because if it was just the impression, you could have maybe got away with it. You could have somehow tried to finesse it.
It would have been
your
a little less
PR
looked at if it was just.
Yeah.
If it was just a couple quick words, like, it probably would have been a little less looked at. Not that it was okay in any way.
No.
But, yeah, no, honey boo-boo. Man, no ketchup in the spaghetti sauce.
Ketchup, spaghetti, stick of butter, disgusting. We should have known.
I don't know. I mean, I don't expect anything positive coming out of honey boo-boo. But, yeah, no, that's
She's
not right.
She's got a boyfriend. The boyfriend's always in trouble, too. So it's just like a whole, it's giving train wreck.
Yeah.
It's giving a mess. A hot rotisserie. Chicken mess, all of it.
All of that, and then some. So I don't know what to expect from it, but probably going to face a little bit more backlash.
For a little bit. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how she's going to come back from that with the apology. If she does come back.
If there even is one.
You know, you guys, I just really wasn't thinking. I was just having a moment. Or she could get really defensive like some celebrities do, and they're like, you know good and well, that's not what I meant. I wish she goes that way, because then they'll just eat her up even more. And
cancel culture will come fully.
Cancel culture is real, bro. Jonathan Majors, forgive me. I have never seen the movie Creed. I'm going to be completely honest with you. He played someone in the movie.
I haven't seen the third Creed that he's in. It's in the theater still, and I haven't gone to see it. But I know him from The Harder They Fall.
Okay.
Which was an amazing movie.
Okay.
And he was the star of that. And he started that. He had a cross kind of like carved into his skull from a slave owner. Okay. And like then got freed and like went on some like retribution. You know what I mean? Like, I'm coming for mine and whatnot. It's like a great movie, but he's facing I guess, what do we got here?
He's got some DV charges from a dispute he had with his ex-girlfriend. Allegedly there was some stuff in his phone about him texting someone, and when she confronted him about it, he just immediately became violent, and from there she went and pressed charges on him. But his attorney, based on the evidence of videos and witnesses, because the incident happened in a vehicle. So there was footage in the vehicle.
Okay.
And then they interviewed the driver and then people that were aware of their interactions prior to them leaving. So based on that evidence, it's supposed to be like dismissed. But it's interesting how I'm thinking, like, when people are getting ready to hit a peak, something always happens like immediately after.
Right.
You know what I mean? It definitely seems to be some sort of pattern. But I mean, because of that, he was a spokesperson for the U.S. Army ad campaign. He lost that. You can't be associated with that.
Domestic violence is a big issue.
That's a huge
issue.
Deal.
You know, and even, you know, and even though he hasn't been proven guilty and it's probably going to work out in his favor, you know, you still take that public backlash for even being in that position.
For sure. I mean, and then his ex retracted her statement.
Wow.
Like, what are you doing?
Right.
You can't joke around with stuff like that, because there's people that are really in situations
that
looking for help, and then they can't get the help they need, because then it's like, who's lying, who's not, you know what I mean? So you make it difficult for other people when you do that. It's not a joke. It's very serious, people. Don't lie about that, you know what I mean?
But in the same breath, though, like fellas, like, you gotta keep your hands to yourself. Like,
you do. Yeah, I mean, it could have been something like, maybe he like snatched the phone from her or pushed her. It's still aggressive behavior, you know what I mean? So you just gotta be careful. If all else fails, just walk away. Like, we're getting too old. My back hurts if I sit on the couch for too long on one side and miss a chiropractic appointment. I don't know how you guys are still doing. Even arguing is like exhausting. Like, just walk away, let people calm down, and then just deal with it later. Revisit it at a different time, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You got your spokesperson ad campaign taken away. Like,
yeah.
Was it worth it when you could have just walked away? Who is this in your phone? You know who that is. And then just walk away and let her be angry. Or, you know what I mean? Just whatever.
Find a different way to resolve that issue. I mean, we weren't there, so we don't really know how it played out.
We don't know how it happened.
You know, so it's really hard to like take anybody's side of the story. But for somebody who's on a major come up right now, you know, I guess what's the phrase they say, like, the devil never comes for you when you're at your worst. He's coming for you when you're at your best.
I think that what's the whole her taking back what she said is really what's like, what are you doing?
Like, what was your intent? What do you want?
Mad in the moment, and then you seen how big it, you know what I mean?
How big it got.
And you were like, oh, I think maybe I was just mad, or maybe she meant it and she was scared, because that happens to be like something with DV victims, you know what I mean? They feel bad, so they take it back and they're like, no, never mind. We don't know. You're right. There's no telling how it happened. It's not good.
No. Hopefully Jonathan Majors will come out on the right side of that story.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully. He's a good actor. He's a good man. He was just standing up for what is it, Angela Bassett?
Yeah.
You seen when, what is it, Jamie Lee Curtis got the award?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And, man, Angela Bassett. Jamie Lee Curtis is a phenomenal actress, but Jamie Lee Curtis over Angela Bassett? Nuts. Like, nuts. I mean, so when, what is it?
It's still real in 23, you know what I mean?
I'm like, telling you. Like, so when Jonathan, and then who's the guy that played Creed? Michael B. Jordan. When they
Michael
came out
B.
The
Jordan.
Stage, yeah, they looked at Angela, they said, you know, we see you, auntie. Like, we're here for you because, you know, they're cousins. So from that is really where people were standing by them for acknowledging her for what everyone felt. And then he got all this hype, and then boom, now this incident happens. It is definitely just like a pattern in social media. We've seen it with a lot of people. We saw it with Doja Cat. She came up and then she had an incident. I mean,
you could. There's always people looking to tear you down. There's never anybody looking to celebrate you. They're always just looking for a way to tear you down.
Yeah, well, no, because the negative stuff is way more interesting than the positive. Oh, Jay-Z's a billionaire. Whatever, they have money. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what they want to hear. But Tekashi 6ix9ine, like, he got beat up. Like, let me see the photos. Let me see the videos.
Well, I mean, look at where we're at in culture. I mean, you know, Shade Room, TMZ, you know, like the places where we go to get the news first.
It's
like,
called the Shade.
Exactly.
Right?
So it's like people are looking for that gossip. They're looking for that dirt. You know, they're looking for what, you know, what they think might, you know, even just in a more selfish scale, people are looking for what they can take from you to give themselves.
Yeah. You got to be careful with your circle, you guys. Sometimes it's cool to just stay in, chill, be away from all of it. You know, it's not worth it to be out there.
Man, well, that's that Hollywood gossip. That's that news that we got.
That's what we got for now. Piping hot tea until next time. What are you going to do?
Hey, how can everybody tap in with you and follow you online? Where are you at?
Tap in all social media is Naomi Ture. We're doing TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.
I appreciate you coming in
and
sharing the airwaves with me. And I'm looking forward to having you back on again here in a couple of days.
Here we go. Yep.
All right. Listen to the whole conversation at madtownjams.com. Fusion in the Afternoon on Jams.